Laudator Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Tuesday, December the 1st, Pope Francis highlights the value of the Congolese liturgical rite, describing it as a celebration lived with faith and joy and as a model for other cultures. Egyptian authorities suspend an investigation into the 2016 murder of an Italian researcher in Cairo. And we highlight a Christmas initiative in Rome that aims to reach out to more and more people in need due to the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. In the Vatican, I'm Linda Bordoni. Papa Francesco e il Messale Romano per la Diocesi dello Zaire. That's loosely translated as Pope Francis and the Roman Missal for the Diocese of Zaire. It's a newly published book from the Vatican publication house Lev, and Pope Francis has sent a video message highlighting that it is inspired by the testimony of a celebration lived with faith and joy of the Congolese Church. Father Benedict Mayaki tells us more.
Pope Francis on Tuesday sent a video message on the occasion of the presentation of a book titled Papa Francesco e il Messale Romano per le Diocesi dello Zaire, loosely translated as Pope Francis and the Roman Missal for the Diocese of Zaire. The book, prefaced by the Holy Father, is written by Sister Rita Mboshu Kongo and is published by the Vatican Publication House. In the message, the Pope highlighted that the event was a very important occasion for the Church in Africa. He pointed out that the book's subtitle, A Promising Rite for All Cultures, is the testimony of a celebration lived with faith and joy. The Pope further noted that the spiritual, ecclesial, and pastoral purpose of the celebration of the Eucharist in the Congolese Rite are central to the book, and underlined that its author was guided by the principles of the study of adaptation and active participation in the liturgy. The Pope further remarked that being the first and only inculturated rite of the Latin Church approved by the Second Vatican Council, the Congolese rite can serve as an example and model for other cultures. He underscored that the rite emphasizes the different languages, colors, body movements which interact with each other by leveraging all the dimensions of the personality of the faithful, always taking into account the specific values of each people. The Pope pointed out that one of the main contributions of the Second Vatican Council was to propose norms for adaptation to the character and traditions of various peoples. Pope Francis also recalled the appeal in the post-synodal apostolic exhortation, Querida Amazonia, to take up in the liturgy many elements proper to the experience of indigenous peoples in their intimate contact with nature and to stimulate expressions in song, dances, rites, gestures, and symbols. This publication, the Pope affirmed, reminds us that the true protagonist of the Congolese Rite is the people of God who sing and praise the God of Jesus Christ who saves us all. I'm Father Benedict Mayaki.
In other news, authorities in Cairo have suspended an investigation into the 2016 murder of Italian researcher Giulio Regeni. Nathan Morley reports.
4 years after his death, the killer or killers of student Giulio Regeni still remain unknown. He went missing in Cairo on January the 25th, 2016. His disfigured body was found 9 days later in a ditch by the side of a highway. A post-mortem examination found he had endured torture before his death from a broken neck. His murder caused a diplomatic spat between Cairo and Rome, with Italian prosecutors accusing Egyptian officials of misleading the investigation. Italian prosecutors are reported to be planning to put up to 5 members of the Egyptian security forces on trial in Italy in absentia. They suspect that Mr. Regeni was killed by Egyptian security forces because of his research into independent trade unions. It's a subject fraught with controversy in Egypt. For their part, the Egyptians deny the accusations of the Italians and say the student may have been the victim of a simple mugging by a criminal gang. They've also said that Mr. Regeni's body was found naked and that may suggest there was a sexual motive behind his death. The Italians have rejected both of those suggestions. Mr. Regeni's family has called on the Italian government to recall its ambassador to Egypt immediately. For Vatican News, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
The Indonesian army has deployed a special force to hunt for suspected Islamic State-linked militants behind a deadly attack on Christians. Four Salvation Army members were killed, one of them beheaded, in an ambush on Sulawesi Island on Friday. Intolerance against Indonesia's Christian minority has been rising as the Muslim majority country battles Islamist militancy. A church body denounced the killings as terrorism rather than a religious feud. In Germany, in Western Germany, at least two people have been killed and several others injured after being hit by a car in a pedestrian area in the city of Trier. Officials say the driver, a 51-year-old man from the region, has been arrested. The circumstances of the incident are still not clear. Investigations are underway. In Brazil, armed men violently stormed the southern city of Criciúma, mounting an assault on a bank. Shooting reportedly started about midnight local time and lasted more than an hour. Footage posted on social media showed men with guns on the streets. During the assault, the mayor urged people to stay at home. A security guard and a military police officer were injured. The target of the raid was Banco do Brasil in the centre of Criciúma. The bank has not yet commented on how much money was stolen. And also in Brazil, a report by the country's space agency says deforestation of the Amazon rainforest in Brazil has surged to its highest level since 2008. It says a total of over 11,000 square kilometres of rainforest were destroyed from August 2019 to July 2020. This is a 9.5% increase from the previous year. The Amazon is a vital carbon store that slows down the pace of global warming. Scientists say it has suffered losses at an accelerated rate since President Jair Bolsonaro took office in January 2019. The Brazilian president has encouraged agriculture and mining activities in the world's largest rainforest. The Amazon is home to about 3 million species of plants and animals and 1 million indigenous people. And in Denmark, a court has jailed two brothers for 14 years for murdering a friend on their holiday island of Bornholm last summer. The killing of Philip Mbuji Johansson, who had a Danish father and Tanzanian mother, had stirred fears of racism. However, no charges of hate crime were brought, even though prosecutors said they could not rule it out. The accused were found to have inflicted a prolonged and brutal attack on their victim. They were found to have inflicted 39 separate wounds on their 28-year-old victim on the 23rd of June. Pope Francis created 13 new cardinals in a consistory held on the 28th of November. Cardinal Mario Grech, who was made cardinal by the Pope just 1 month earlier in the consistory of the 25th of October, spoke to Vatican Radio about the peculiarity of a consistory in the time of pandemic and of the importance of the Pope's words during his homily.
It was an extraordinary and very intimate experience, even though the assembly was a reduced one. I felt that Jesus' eyes were set again on me to recreate me again as a Christian, first of all. And this means that I have another call, another opportunity to say yes to this call so that I can follow Jesus, be his disciple, and hopefully I will commit myself to help others to be on their way towards Jesus.
In his homily marking the occasion, Pope Francis warned of the types of corruption present in priesthood. How did these words resonate with you?
Listen, I mean, we are all human beings, although we have the grace of God, but human nature is and remains human nature, a weak human nature. So we are not free from the temptation of getting corrupted. And when I say corruption in the wide sense of the word, for example, if our ideas do not remain so clear, then for me that's a very serious corruption, because we would not be able to live up our call with fidelity. And this means we will do a disservice not only to God, to the Church, but also to humanity.
And finally, as we all know, Christmas is the time for giving, yet for some, this holiday season seems different. Many people are stuck at home as governments across the globe prepare to limit families' ability to spend time together in view of the COVID-19 pandemic. Though that will surely put a damper on the Christmas spirit, perhaps it can be turned into an opportunity to reach out to our neighbours in need. Charities and churches everywhere have felt a cash crunch this year, as physical presence plummets and the needs of those they assist skyrocket. So some Catholic charity events are following the cyber trend to offer everyone a chance to rekindle their holy day cheer. The St. Nicholas Serata is one of those events seeking to help the poor of the Eternal City. Father Steve Petroff, the event's organiser, spoke to Devin Watkins about how people everywhere can get involved.
We are carrying on the long tradition of giving back. Many years ago, the St. Nicholas Serata for Charity was begun, and it has been going for well over 20 years. It's become an annual fundraising event supporting local Roman charities as both a community building event and endeavor, but most importantly, our St. Patrick's way of giving back to the local community.
And what is made this year so special?
This year is so special because of the pandemic and our restrictions associated with the pandemic. We cannot have the event as usual. Usually it's a big gala event with dinner and dancing. This year it has to be all done virtually. So knowing that their needs do not end, and they're probably even greater now than ever, we have redone our website and we've relabeled it as the St. Nicholas Charity Seratathon, because it's a time-based kind of telethon. We initiated it last Thursday, which was Thanksgiving Day for Americans. It's running for 10 days, so it will end this Saturday, December 5th.
So with the pandemic, it's hit everyone very hard, but it's also in this way an opportunity so that anyone around the world can get involved and help out men, women, and children who are suffering in Rome.
Because of the pandemic and our restrictions, there's very limited opportunities for people to become physically involved. Because of the virtual nature, participation in the St. Nicholas Seratathon is largely, first and foremost, donation. So check out the charities. I know that they're still working and they're still active.
And that was Father Steve Petroff, rector of St. Patrick's Catholic American Community in Rome, speaking there to Devin Watkins. That brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. You can follow us on our web portal, on Twitter and on Facebook. My thanks go to Vincenzo Proto in studio. Do join us again tomorrow at this same time. Meanwhile, in the Vatican, I'm Linda Bordoni. Bye-bye.